Michel Renouf, could we have your views, ma'am, regarding corporate media, corporate media's eagerness in working, in moving in tandem with Washington's foreign policy? You see that they cause like so much uproar, ballyhoo, Iran's interference in Afghanistan, although the top general says that, the U.S. top general says that there is no evidence. You have Nicholas Burns saying in the U.S. media, like calling Iran like perpetrator and calling Iran causing so much instability in Afghanistan. Again, as Mr. Tarbadian says, the Iraqi government refuses that, the U.S. allegations, but again, you've got the certain media. Why is the media so eager to protect U.S. foreign policy in this regard?
Well, it's always been trying to protect us from the truth. Unfortunately, this is all the time the case. And here we have this this demand that Hamas, for example, we go back to this voting, this democracy that we're supposed to be giving to the world, the renouncing of violence they want from Hamas with this US-UK-Israeli axis, is actively encouraging the most corrupt gangster elements in the Fatah. And notably this notorious Mohammed Dahlan, the commander of the Fatah's euphemistically named preventative security force in Gaza. So we are really seeing a lot of influence here, I think, that is this typical Israeli tactic of divide and keep us busy with red herrings and keep us busy infighting. And this is a very typical way that they dealt with. And in fact, we have this directly from the horse's mouth. Because Theodor Herzl, the founder of Zionism, told us in his diaries in 1896 that when they could not buy Palestine from the last Sultan, they would create the jealousies among the nations and play them off and get what they want, which they did. So it's a typical system. We only need to recognize the formula to see it today. It happens today. And I think even our London mayor, Ken Livingstone, who wrote a book called If Voting Changed Anything, We'd Abolish It. And frankly, this is what has happened with Hamas. It was a landslide victory. Hamas, they stood firm. They were magnificent. They stood firm and they stated the case bravely. And ever since then, we've had all of this attempt to undermine, to have the civil war that we've had there. The wickedness of Israel is just unprecedented in the world, frankly, because it has been based on such miserable lying from the outset. And we've even got it now happening with these new lies that we're getting from the Jewish press have now been reporting that the Zionist agenda was blatantly revealed by the reaction of in its recent attempt to tell us what Mohammed El-Baradei was talking about to do with the dismantling. Now, there was a column by this Louis Beres, the professor of international law at Purdue University and chairman of a former Israeli prime minister's nuclear advisory group, and he was describing this so-called nuclear-free zone that they want. But they don't want a nuclear-free zone from the point of view of Israel. So it's the usual insidious twist-speak that we're getting from Washington, which is always accusing somebody of doing it precisely what its pro-Zionist lobby is intending for us, and covering us with blood and shame with its kind of policies. So we're seeing also from the horse's mouth they're telling us that even if Iran and various Arab nuclear aspirants were actually willing to honor their obligations under a binding nuclear weapons-free zone, an inherently preposterous expectation, claims Professor Beres, the result would still leave Israel at an intolerable power and security disadvantage. Well, why should it be? Israel does not want a level playing field. It wants its own power and no one else to have any power. And so we have this, we have the explanation here that there is an idea that these people have that only they need security, that nobody else's concerns need to be taken into account, and there's no democracy in that. So this nonsense that President Ahmadinejad has exposed, that there's no democracy, really, in the free world as we think we are living in. We don't have anything other than pro-Zionist foreign policy.
Lady Renouf, we've only got just over a minute left. I apologize for interrupting
you.
I'd like to put the last question to Professor Lindner. Professor Lindner, under 1 minute, sir, what will it take for us to see peace and tranquility in the Middle East? Under 1 minute, sir.
It is not a difficult question under 1 minute. We cannot expect to see a solution already next week, but we'll have to have patience among other virtues, and the key word would simply be education, free speech, free research. Education, free speech, research. Encourage independent researchers, let them come forward, give them a forum where they can speak about the dangers, the power of the Zionist lobby and the United States corrupt Washington corrupt policies for the time being. After all, this is true democracy, where the citizen is supposed to be enlightened. The Western media.
Thank you,
are
Professor Lindner. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this program. I'd like to thank our guests who joined us in our London studio. We were joined by Lady Michelle Renouf, advocate of free inquiry, and also we were joined by Professor Christine Lindner, Sanskrit and religious studies scholar. And in our Tehran studio, we were joined by political researcher Sefer Sarvadian. I'd like to thank our viewers for staying tuned. Good night and God bless.